from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're a machine. And we're sitting here talking about guys getting into practice. So I get optics being not great for a Niner fan on August 19th. I do get
that. I guess my next question then, and I'm just here to listen. I'm here to listen. Because you guys already know my answer. My next question then, at 888-957-9570, is there any carryover from the preseason to the regular season? Because my man just said in Alameda, was it Joe in Alameda, that he wants to see his guys playing. Kansas City's getting ready for a three-peat, and we're laughing on the sideline. Is there any carryover effect?
See,
I swear, like, in the regular season, when the Niners were 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, nobody ever talked about that Raider game in Las Vegas last year.
No, but this is my belief on preseason. It's not the games. To me, it's the totality of the training camp, the everyday practice, the grind, the everyone coming together, and you're fighting each other every single day for every inch. And as a team, you build up a unity to go on this journey. It's not about right. A series here or a series. Like, I'm not losing my mind over any of the preseason games. But there is something to be said for the work you put in pays dividends in December. The totality of the work you put in now pays dividends in January and in February. Like, I do understand. Like, I look at the Bosa season as a good microcosm of, like, yeah, it felt like he was chasing the preseason work he missed out on all throughout the regular season. That's all. I don't think it's the end all be all. I don't think it but it will catch up to you at some point. I do believe that. And I go back to the same thing.
It caught up to the Niners in overtime in the Super Bowl.
Did they look like they were conditioned? Wait, be real. What was Bosa doing on the sideline?
Well, Bosa always takes plays off.
He was gassed, was he not?
He's been doing that his whole career, though. He takes plays off. How many series have you seen Bosa start on the sidelines?
Oh, that's happened, but not with 3 minutes to go in the season.
Every season.
Line
every
in the
season.
Super Bowl.
But I'm not sure how preseason is going to affect you. Again, his mom came on the show and said he's been working his ass off, so I don't know. I don't know.
Look, I'm not here to say the sky is falling.
I'm just
a believer in, like, all the practice and all the work and everything that you put in. It gives you that extra little something come December and January. It's not the end all be all. Well, it's not going to ruin your entire season. Well, but I do think at some point it does catch up to you.
Mr. McCaffrey was in training camp. He went to all the OTAs and he fumbled in the damn Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Deebo Samuel worked his ass off.
He
still strained a hamstring. You know what I'm saying? Guys, Trent Williams did his thing. He still missed blocks in the Super Bowl. You know, Drake Greenlaw worked his ass off. Next year, you know, he's got tendonitis in his Achilles, and then boom, it snaps right on the sideline. So I don't know how much preseason affects January football.
No, but like the reps, I do think like, and when I listen to Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford, they're like, we threw every day
for
8 months straight. And then that was the difference from them hitting a big third down to Cooper Kupp in stride and not like, I'm not even saying it's one rep here or a preseason game there. It's the totality of the work you put in.
I hear you. But at the same time, I look at Brendan Ayuk and Brock Purdy last year where, yeah, they did have training camp, but they didn't have the offseason. Nobody had the offseason. All Purdy did, coming off an offseason in which he did not throw and he rehabbed the entire time. All he did was put up historical numbers for the San Francisco 49ers. So I think it works both ways. I don't know. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Doug in Berkeley, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Doug.
Had a good weekend. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Starting off the week well. I just turned you on. I hear you talking about, you know, playing guys, you know, during preseason. And the first thing I heard was Kyle Shanahan's explanation for why he played Purdy and, you know, he doesn't have a, you know, left guard to protect him and yada, yada. His explanation for a guy who's so brilliant at drawing up plays and schemes, his explanation sounded like a dumb football guy. Duh. And it wasn't like he's trying to hide something and not give it. I couldn't believe it. And it's like, how can you have a guy who's so smart say something so dumb? This is what we do. It was like, this is what we do in the preseason of football. We play a couple of I was really disappointed in that. I don't know what your guys' take on it was. But just play it back again. It just sounds like a dumb jock's answer. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I should have stuck to my guns.
The answer was a little, it was a little like,
well, I mean, yeah, it's,
it was, I get what he's saying. I don't think anyone's outraged though.
Yeah, nobody's outraged.
I think this feels very measured.
Nobody's outraged. Brock wanted to get out there. He knew early in the week he was going to get out there.
I'm not mad at him.
He wanted to
run
around and get some reps. It's whatever. He didn't get hurt. He's healthy. Got to run around, get a sweat in.
Maybe there's two types of people. Like when I at the range, right? When I'm at the range, I want to finish on a good swing.
Right.
Like when I'm in the gym empty, like I want to finish
hit a shot.
Right? Like and when I'm in the cage, I want to finish with a line drive, right? So just the way I view things, I thought last year when they had that one drive where they scored that touchdown and they went boom, 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 right down the field. It's like, all right, we're ending on a high note. I feel really good. I don't think it means anything come third drive of game one or whatever. Like, oh my God, we didn't score in the preseason. It's just more like this. I believe in the little things and the mental, like finishing on a positive note. But that's more me just being a whack job and being, you know, into like omens and things. Like, and that's just the superstitious athlete in me.
I can't remember the 49ers preseason records to save my life. How they ended drives, how they finished drives.
I disagree.
How they ended games.
You remember the New Orleans game against Greg Williams?
Yeah, they blitzed. They blitzed exactly. Because it was something personal with Harbaugh. And
you remember
where you
were when Jared Hayne returned those kicks?
Well, I mean, I watched them. I don't remember where I were.
You remember when Nate Davis from Ball State had the two gloves on and he was matriculating the ball down the field?
Oh, my gosh. Preseason football. It's not like it. Nothing like it. 5-2-0. Chris Jones sat the first game last season. He looked amazing against us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't go to training camp either. So, I mean, it is what it is. Let's go to JD in San Francisco. JD, what's happening?
What up, fellas? What up, fellas?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing this morning, man?
Oh, man, so, I can't complain.
As a former player and a coach, I work with a lot of athletes, and I will say that when it comes to preseason, most of the guys, they just want to get a feel for intensity, right? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like they need extra reps or anything like that. Preseason more so is a way to get yourself used to the intensity. So some guys, they need that. They need that touch on intensity of game feel. And then some guys don't, right? Like you get a guy like Trent Williams, he's been doing it for so long, he can ramp himself up and understand the intensity of the game. Whereas you get guys like the rookies and you hear about guys having like pregame jitters or the first game jitters, it's because they didn't get that chance to touch that intensity prior to the game. So oftentimes like slow starters is because you need those touches. So it may be a thing like Mahomes. It's not necessarily he needs to practice reps. He just wants to get a feel for going through his pregame routine. Mm-hmm. Getting itself going, right? And so I think that's more so what it is for a lot of guys. It's like, hey, let's just go through the paces of what the game feels like and then get it out from there. But I don't think you can look at it one way or the other, like, oh, this guy played horribly, this guy played great.
Agreed.
Who's going to have a good season? It's more so just getting guys used to the intensity and feel of the game.
I can see that. So you want to go through the warm-up routine. You want to put your uniform on.
To that.
You want to get the starting lineup. All right.
Good calls.
All
good
right.
Measured
timeouts
call.
Here. Where's the sideline? Where's our Gatorade going to be? I get all that. I get that. I do get that. By the way, I'm gonna talk about the Warriors in just a second here. Before, because Mark Stein wrote something here that I think will uplift Warrior fans.
Well,
in a
Rich
second.
Paul's on my list.
Well, you just love Rich Paul.
No, I do not.
No, I do not.
Like him
again?
It bothers me.
It does.
Now, that's an agent who gets his players paid.
Oh, does he with his fake cell phone call sideline?
Hey, that's a player. He's dating Adele, too. He's 11.
They're engaged.
They're engaged. Hey.
Oh, it's true love.
Hey, Rich Paul made it from the mud, baby. Yeah, I got respect for Rich Paul.
Clinging to LeBron.
Hey, he gets his players paid.
He sets fire to the rim.
Ooh. 49er-minded in Roseville. 49er-minded in Roseville. What's happening?
What's cracking? How you guys doing?
Good. Can't complain.
Awesome, awesome. Another preseason game in the books. You know, we saw some nice plays by Josh Dobbs. Offensive line was very shaky. Was hurt, unfortunately. And I didn't have the all-22s. Obviously, I didn't sit there and scout the game. But were guys getting open for Purdy? Because I've never seen Purdy. It's been a while since I've seen Purdy that hesitant to throw.
No one was open.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting because Cowing, what Dobbs got in there, Cowing was balling. Was he in there when he routes when Purdy was playing?
I think he ran one or two. They had Conley, Trent Taylor. It was a who's who of poo-poo platters.
That's funny.
Preseason football, man. Oh, man, a tradition. Oh, look at that. Watch portals close.
Before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Oh, Suchi.
Who sent that?
Oh, Suchi Man. Suchi Man. I may need some of that. Forgot how. It's been a while. I've detoxed. I've been in rehab. I have. That's what preseason talk makes me want to do.
Time out.
Even
time
going
out.
To the
You're
game
over there
yesterday.
Going, this guy, this is the same guy who said the streets are telling me Trey Lance played good yesterday.
I was joking.
No, you
I
weren't.
Was joking.
This is the same guy who
I
said Caleb looks awesome.
So for other
teams, you can assess them. But for the Niners, nothing can be told.
No. I'm assessing the 49. I've been assessing everything. Caleb looks the part. Who else did I say? Trey Lance? I didn't watch a single snap of that Raider-Cowboy game. So then, not one snap.
How did you know that the street said because, that he played
because
well?
Because my phone lights up whenever Trey Lance does something.
Who sent it to you?
Well, I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Oh, it's Guru.
No, it wasn't Guru at all. Guru? I haven't heard from Guru, no. It wasn't from Trey Tyler
Lance.
Miller.
No, I think Goo tweeted, he's like, wow, Trey Lance looks like a serviceable quarterback. And I quote tweeted all caps, Goo, he was the number 3 overall pick.
The poor guy.
No, you get people who tag you in things, Instagram, Twitter. So I get a bunch of that.
Okay, I got you.
So I get a bunch of that where it's
when you say the streets, you make it out like someone on the corner is like, yo, you see Trey Lance? It's like as you're like walking into 7-Eleven.
Gotta show this Trey Lance highlight.
It's something to make us seem cool. Like we got our ears tapped into the streets. I haven't been on the streets in years. No, but it's like, hey, the streets are talking. That's my way of saying people are tagging me and things with Trey Lance.
Now I'm imagining.
Too big in the streets.
We need to get the streets
are talking. That needs to be a segment. We need to have Jay-Z's The Streets is Watching. Is he this? Is he a blood? Is he a Crip? Well, you guys don't know that song, huh?
Yeah, I know. I love that song. The streets are saying that Trey Lance, and then so I log on to Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I go on to Twitter, uh-huh. And the first thing that popped up, you know, the For You. I can't get rid of that For uh-huh. You or your timeline, so it's always For You. Yeah. And I see all the wackadoodles for the For Yous. I'm like, how the hell do I get this? Well, anyway, the For You, what's my guy's name for the Las Vegas Review Journal?
Vinny Bonsignor.
We had him on back in the day when he was talking about the moves from the Raiders and the Rams and all that. But he tweeted, maybe the Raiders should trade for Trey Lance. And I trolled by quote tweeting that tweet with your boy from The Wire. Who's the boy from The Wire? Who's Avon Barksdale's right hand man? Oh. He's not taking a rap. He was Weebay.
There you go.
And he has a whole meme. You know the meme where Weebay was like, oh. Yes. So I quote tweeted that. And a couple of people's like, Vontae, go to bed. Don't do this. So I was just trolling. I didn't watch a single snap of Trey Lance. Now, I kind of want to see what Trey Lance did with the Cowboys backups.
So you're going to go back and watch the All-22s?
No, probably not.
So, okay, let's just say hypothetically he looked great. I don't even know, but he looked great.
I don't know.
Does that mean?
Means not a damn thing. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
See, like to me, the only thing, like young players, do you look completely overwhelmed? Doesn't mean you're done or finished. It's just like, do you look comfortable or overwhelmed? And when I watch some of these young players play, Daniel Jones, great example. Daniel Jones has been in the league a long time.
Oh, he looks terrible.
He looked completely overwhelmed, and he was making throws that were horrible. And I'm like, I mean, Daniel Jones.
I'll ask Spadoni, my boy Spadoni.
What's up?
Because the streets, the streets that we talk about are basically the Twitter streets and the IG streets and the Facebook streets and the DM streets.
Totally.
And sometimes some text messages, even though I'll never reveal the text messages I receive, Shasky. Can't do that. Can't give up sources.
I'll give you a 3 for the Chris Broussard right
sauces.
There. Yeah. So how did Trey Lance look?
Yes.
He looked fine. I mean, like Gardner Minshew started the game for the Raiders. He looked whatever, and he's gonna be the starter, I guess, because Aiden O'Connell threw a pick 6 in that game after leading a touchdown drive. Antonio Pierce doesn't know what he's doing. It's gonna be a total bleep show in Vegas this year. But Trey Lance looked fine. But again, he was going up against mostly third stringers and stuff like that. And third stringers on the Raiders are really like fifth stringers everywhere else.
Damn.
I would take him as like a third stringer or a backup. Like we were talking about Aiden O'Connell looking better in preseason game 1 last year, making his first ever start in the NFL. And Trey Lance, like that was a must-win game for him, and he didn't like. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was the conversation this time last year.
And now we're talking about him
taking over Aiden O'Connell as a backup. So it's like, what does that mean?
Trust me, I remember.
But sure, I'll take him. Like at this point,
are you
I don't care.
To come around that Jim Harbaugh maybe should have been the coach and not Antonio Pierce.
I don't know. They have a quarterback. They're paying him $1 billion. He's has a broken foot or plantar fasciitis, so that'll be fun week 1. Can't wait for the handshake between AP and Jim Harbaugh. Nuclear.
Well, speaking of former flameout top picks, Joey Bart batting .278, 12 home runs, 36 RBIs. He's got 48 hits. It would take Casey Schmidt 4 years to get 48 hits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.